Today's man law. This one's a little bit out of the ordinary. It's one I pull out every year about this time of year, but it's things every man should have in his car. And we've changed this so that it's things every man should make sure his wife has in her car. And one of the things is paper maps. You don't always have a signal. Your phone might die. You might have left it at home. You might be in the ditch. It might be a blizzard. A paper map always works.
Right.
You can boot it up.
I'm not sure that Lisa'd know how to use one, but I've not had that discussion with her.
Maybe you she said can. It. Right. Also, some snacks. Throw in some good proteins like some cashews or peanuts or something like that. Cell phone charger, extra battery, seatbelt cutter, flashlight, and there's lots of cool flashlights on the market. It's good to always have some water and keep that in your car. First aid kit, warm blankets, small fire extinguisher. How many of you carry a small fire extinguisher?
Bob's selling motorhomes now. I guess you're going to have to buy one to carry
all
this stuff.
They come with fire extinguishers. portable air compressor. There's some cool little 12-volt air compressors
right, and
that you can plug into your lighter. That might just save you. Right. Windshield wiper fluid. If it's the winter, get the really sub-zero stuff. Roadside flares, jumper cables, and a tow strap. Now, here's the trick. If it's a tow strap, you got to be careful with today's modern cars because there's a lot of plastic up front, and
right, they
just don't make them like they used
right.
to.
Right, you hook onto something solid metal underneath, it'll rip the plastic off
or
when
your
you tighten
steering.
The strap, right?
Yeah. And then additional items for the winter, shovel.
Where are you putting all this in a
shovel,
car, man?
Snow shovel, kitty litter, and we always carry candles, a couple of big fat candles, because they'll keep you alive.
Really?
Yeah.
The warmth?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ice scraper, hat and gloves. Have a nice little bag in your trunk.
That's
with
a box
all this stuff
with all
in
that
it.
Stuff. But I get it.
I don't carry kitty litter because our cats go on the volleyball court.
Makes for interesting feeling between your toes, I'm just going to say.
I don't know if you've ever even played volleyball.
Well, that's because I know where your cats are.
They all go in the same spot, too. I always play on the other end. So, best pork chops on a budget. This is a little trick I learned years ago. I just popped into my big fat head because I'm always buying those cheap pork loins when they're 99 cents a pound. And I got to where I was doing a lot of brisket and stuff and always taking a jacquard to something. So I cut my pork chop loin off that. I cut the loins into chops about an inch and a half thick. And I took a jacquard to it and I just pulverized it, beat the ever-loving snot out of it with EVO on it. And then I flipped it over, put EVO on, pounded it again.
No seasoning? Just
season
EVO.
It at the end, put okay. a little salt and pepper on the end, and you throw them on the grill. And it looks like a... looks like roadkill when you put it on, but by the time you're done grilling it, it's come right back to shape, and it's just a beautiful pork chop. Bring it up to 145 max, and that thing, you can cut it with a fork, and you paid 99 cents a pound. It'll be the best pork chop you ever made your wife.
Ooh, that sounds good. And with or without barbecue sauce at the end, I'm a without guy.
Yeah.
I don't put a lot of barbecue sauce on pork chops, maybe ribs, and
do
that's
like
about
them
it.
On my ribs.
Yeah. Yep, me too. I'm a sweeter rather than hotter guy, but that's the way I've been
called
all my life, right? But anyway, well, hey, you've been listening to this nonsense called The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're a deer hunter, get up and out of your tree in a safe manner, and we wish you the best to shoot a big one.
Yeah.
And we'll talk with you next week.
Make sure you wear a harness.
Yeah, exactly.
See you.